That's Little Miss Anne and Susie Shelton from the release called Birds of a Feather. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, our summer intern Daniel has created this episode for us. He wrote it and produced it. And as I'm learning about the Olympics with you, I'm remembering how the last time I saw the Olympics, I was very inspired by some of the things I saw. I was watching people doing the long jump, and I thought to myself, I wonder how far I can jump. So I started jumping as far as I could and measuring how far it was. And sadly, it wasn't that far and certainly not Olympics worthy. But after just a few weeks, I found that I could jump farther and farther. All I had to do was try. Are you inspired by the Olympics to try something new or to do something differently? We'd love to hear about it. Reach out to us and leave us a voicemail. You can find our voice recorder at childrenshour.org/contact. We've got more coming up with Daniel, our summer intern, on the Olympics. But first, this is Red Yarn right here on the Children's Hour.
Well, the other day, I met a little bunny. She said, listen, man, don't you think it's funny how so many folks just want to sit around all moan and moan about what gets them down? You got to stand right up. You got to raise your voice. You got to get up with me and jump for joy. You got to rise and shine. You gotta make some noise. Oh, dance with freedom and jump, 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 joy. And the other evening, I heard a little bullfrog with scratches singing that sweet love song. Said it don't matter if you're loud or quiet. If you sing your love out, nobody can deny it. You gotta stand right up. You gotta raise your voice. You gotta get up with me and jump for joy. You gotta rise and shine. You gotta make some noise. Oh, dance with freedom and jump, jump, jump for joy. Everybody understands that the tools we need are in our hands. And I hope that everybody across the land can find that something that makes them stand. Clap their hands, do it, dance, say yes we can. Stand right up, raise our voice, get up with me and jump for joy. Oh, rise and shine and make some noise. Oh, dance with freedom and jump, jump, jump for joy. Jump, jump, jump a little, little jump, jump, jump a little, little jump, jump, jump a little, little jump, jump, jump for joy. Jump, jump, jump a little, little jump, jump, jump a little, little jump, jump, jump a little, little jump, jump, jump for joy.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today we're learning about the Olympics. Our show was written by our summer intern Daniel, and here he is with our kids crew member Amadeus.
The Olympics are a place where people from around the world come together to compete and celebrate the thrill of sports.
though professional athletes were not allowed to compete in the Olympics until 1986, we have still seen so many breathtaking performances and records from people of so many different countries, ethnicities, and genders throughout the years.
Hubert von Innes was an archer from Belgium. His first Olympic game was in Paris, 1900, and he went a second time in 1920.
Across both years, he won 6 gold medals and 4 silver, making him the most successful archer in the history of the Olympics.
Paavo Nurmi was part of a group called the Flying Finns and is one of only 5 people to win 9 or more Olympic gold medals. He was a Finnish runner whose first game was in 1920, and he participated in 3 total Olympic Games, winning 9 gold medals and 3 silver.
Paavo was especially strong in mid to long distance running and held the record for the 10,000 meter race for over a decade.
In 1956, Larisa Latinina from the USSR won 2 gold medals in artistic gymnastic events, as well as winning the team event.
Tied with Paavo Nurmi, Larisa would also go on to obtain 9 gold medals. She was the first athlete to have 18 Olympic medals. It took decades for another athlete to break that record,
broken by Michael Phelps. Teofilo Stevenson, a boxer from Cuba, became the first Olympic boxer to win the gold medal in his weight division 3 times.
Another one of his accomplishments includes beating 3 opponents back-to-back in only 7 minutes and 22 seconds.
Out of 332 total boxing matches, Teofilo Stevenson only lost 22, which is quite an impressive record.
Carl Lewis, an amazing runner, participated in his first Olympics in 1984. Just like Paavo and Larisa, Carl is one of the 5 athletes who've won over 8 Olympic gold medals, winning his last one in the long jump event at the 1996 Atlanta Games.
Carl Lewis has extraordinary skills when it comes to the long jump and running, especially in things like the 100 and 200 meter races.
Michael Phelps, the American Olympic swimmer, has over 23 Olympic gold medals, making him by far the most successful Olympic athlete in history.
His first Olympic performance was in 2000, and in the 2008 Olympics, he would win 8 of his gold medals. Out of the 8 medals he won, 7 of them broke world records.
Usain Bolt from Jamaica is also known as the fastest man in history, and for a good reason. He holds the world record for the fastest 100-meter run ever at just over 9.5 seconds. His first Olympic game was in 2004, and since then, he has won 8 gold medals.
A number which would have been 9 if his teammate in the relay race didn't break the rules.
This year, the United States gymnastics team is making history. For the first time since the 1950s, America is sending 4 repeat Olympians to the Games, including Suni Lee, Jordan Chiles, and Jade Carey. And then there's Simone Biles. At 27, she's the most decorated gymnast in history and the oldest American to make the Olympics in over 70 years.
These are just a few of the awesome athletes who have participated in the Olympics. People from America, Russia, Jamaica, Cuba, Belgium, and Finland. But there are athletic stars coming from all countries. The Olympics bring people from everywhere, no matter what they look like or what they believe in, together in this competition like no other. More on that in just a little bit. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when they said I wouldn't be nothing. But I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep swinging. I'm hitting home. Sleepless nights, yes, on me. You got a whole team that I gotta feed.
stop until the world notice me. And to my legacy, that's all that's left of me. I keep it rolling, going through the motions. I got the potions, yeah, you know I'm going. Cause I'm golden, and I'm chosen. I'm a star, and it's my moment. I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when they said I wouldn't be nothing. But I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep swinging. I'm hitting home. For the moon and stars, please don't intervene. I create my own reality, it's not a dream. I put in the work and I stuck to my routine. Came up from the bottom, now my life's a movie scene. Going to the top, move out the way. I ain't gonna stop, I'm here to stay. Yeah, I'm gonna pop, don't care what they say. I hit it at the park and slide at home plate. I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when they said I wouldn't be nothing. But I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep swinging.
That's Stella Standing Bear with Home Runs right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about the Olympics from our summer intern, Daniel.
Wenny Colati is one of the amazing people representing the United States in the 2024 Paris Olympics, and was once a member of the track and field team at the University of New Mexico, the state where most of us here on the Children's Hour live. Wenny Colati was born and grew up in the country of Eritrea in Africa. Eritrea was founded in 1993, following a 30-year-long war for independence with Ethiopia. Since then, the country has faced many problems and hardships. And at the age of 17 in 2014, Wenny Colati left Eritrea to compete in a running competition in Eugene, Oregon, America. After the competition, Wenny Colati got asylum in the United States. Asylum is when a person is allowed to live in a different country to avoid discrimination, hate, and violence in the country where they're from. Wenny Colati had to leave her mother and two brothers in Eritrea and lived with her cousins in the state of Virginia. In Virginia, she learned English and enrolled in a nearby high school. Here, she would show off her fantastic track and field skills when she won the Virginia State Cross Country Championship in 2015 and won the 3,200-meter race in the Outdoor Track State Championships. After she graduated high school, she enrolled in the University of New Mexico, where she would be one of the star players on the track and field team. Here, she would win 13 All-American Honor Awards and secured many gold medal victories. Wenny Colati would deliver great performances in the 2017 and the 2018 NCAA Cross Country Championships. She came in 7th in 2017, and in 2019, she would win first place, helping to secure her team a 4th place victory. Wenny Colati continued to perform greatly throughout her college career, and in 2020, she announced she would be going professional. Then in 2021, after years of struggle, she was finally able to become an official U.S. citizen and decided to compete in the tryouts for the Olympics, called the Olympic Trials. Wenny Colati, unfortunately, was unable to finish the race, but since then, she has been breaking records and preparing for her next chance to get into the Olympics. The past 4 years, Wenny Colati has been involved in many enormous track and field events. In 2021 and 2022, she became the two-time champion of the USTF 5-kilometer road championships. A kilometer is over half a mile, so if you use the metric system, a 5-kilometer race is equal to 3.1 miles. After this, in 2023, Wenny Colati made it onto the American national team, where she would then compete in the World Athletics Cross Country Championships, coming in at 22nd place. Then, in March of this year, she placed 15th, and in the same month, she was able to complete a 10,000-meter run in around 30 minutes and 33 seconds, 7 seconds faster than what is needed to qualify for the Olympics. While Wenny Kalati had a qualifying time, there was still a possibility that she would not be able to attend the Olympics. If she did not make top three in the race, and the three winners also had a time under 3 minutes and 40 seconds, Wenny Kalati would not be going to the Olympics. In the end, Wenny Kalati would not only make the top three, and with a burst of speed right at the end, she won the 10,000 meter race. As a child, Wenny Kalati in Eritrea would walk an hour a day to school. Then, in high school, she joined a track and field team in America, showing off her talent and skill. After that, she joined UNM, winning 13 All-American honors, along with winning multiple championships. Now, 10 years after leaving her home country and family, she will be running in the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. From Eritrea to Virginia to New Mexico, Wenny Kalati has people from around the world cheering her on. And after learning her story, I am too. Though, you can find so many great success stories in the Olympics, and even more extraordinary athletes. So it's hard to choose who to root for. Though, just making it to the Olympics is already a huge win in its own way. We've got more coming up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Users at tokenibis.org donate to the Children's Hour every week without spending a dime. You can learn more at tokenibis.org. Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Children's Hour is supported in part by New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.